Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Bill's electric, the cost of electricity is going up. You wanted to cover that.
Well, first of all, I never start a segment without saying hello to my granddaughter, Lucy. Hey, Lucy, how you doing?
There you go.
Newsflash for all those people who think that their rates aren't high enough already. ComEd is going up 4 cents June 1st. Ameren's going up 7 cents June 1st. For ComEd, that's a 41% increase, I believe. So have fun when you see your bills. One way to protect yourself on that is going solar. Solar can give you at least 15 years of predictability and much lower cost. We as a company, one of the things I want to talk about also is battery storage. We actually include a battery. No other company does. And batteries are pretty expensive. We find a way to hook that up into the system. They are more for storage, but again, they are a backup. It is a battery, so your house will never lose power. It's a full house backup. We're trying to protect people from those crazy rates going up. And if you want to know why they're going up, just ask all the AI companies. There's a reason why AI is coming into Illinois, and that's because our rates are generally about a third of what they are on the coastal states. And so they're dying to come here. And Illinois has... there's really no transparency at all. These companies don't have to say how much water they use. They don't have to say how much power that they use. And so...
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
The data centers don't have to say we're going to gobble up about two-thirds of your power.
So
come on.
Illinois is always behind the eight ball. Gee, surprise. Okay. And so right now there's a bill that's trying to be passed called the Power Bill, which is going to make them be more transparent. But there is a company who I don't want the station to get sued, so I'm not going to mention who it is, but they have a 10-year contract downstate south of Kankakee. There's one nuclear power plant down there. And guess how much power they're using from that power plant?
How much?
100%. So when people need power, there's a lot of demand, and there's not as much supply. What do you think is going to happen to rates? So for 10 years...
They're using all the power?
100%. So what the state's trying to do is the state's trying to have more transparency. Say, if you're going to use X amount of water, here's how much power you can produce. Or if you're going to need a bigger grid upgrade because you're producing so much power, you're going to have to do it.
You got
to
fund it.
But guess what? They're not doing it yet, and it's not passed because we're always behind the eight ball.
That's a little scurry.
Yeah, it's just happening. And that's why a lot of data centers are getting denied, because they're all trying to get around Lake Michigan where they got all that water. And last time I checked, we have to live with water. So this is what's driving rates up. Yes, EVs. Yes, more the electric that we're using. But that's a big part of it. And so if you think that rates are going to stabilize and they're going to come down, sorry, not going to happen.
Even after... Because there was a big kerfuffle down, I believe, in Joliet. Everybody down in Joliet, please. I saw it online. So everybody in the Joliet, Bourbonnais area, please chime in on this. They didn't want this gigantic data center. And they voted it in. The town leaders, trustees, voted it in anyway. And there was, from what I understand, and if our texters down Joliet could chime in, please let us know what's going on down there. More about this after the break. Quick question for you, David, before we throw it over to Roy.
Sir.
708 texter, had Sun Run for just under 2 years and completely satisfied with my $62 a month power bill. Batteries were not available when I had my panels installed.
Is that something new? That is true. Yeah.
Okay.
So the reason that we're actually the only company that will not build a solar system here without a battery, and the reason is because ComEd kind of changed the rules. In the past, I think it was before a year ago, January, I believe, any power that your system would send back to the grid, ComEd used to give you credit for the whole thing, supply and delivery. At some point, they were like, "Oh, you guys have too many customers. We're losing credit. We're losing profitability," which we all know is a hunk of
you know what.
Exactly. And so it really gave them a reason to renegotiate the contracts that they had with the solar companies. And so now they're only giving back power for the supply side. So you're paying for this power, you're sending some of it back, and then when you need it at night, they're charging you the delivery again. So batteries are more of a storage device. That's the primary reason. So we want you to use the battery at home, so you don't have to buy it again.
Texter wants to know how they can get a battery now that wasn't available.
Don't want to do it, because if you're on the old plan, you're grandfathered in, and you're getting credit for supply and delivery. If you add a battery now, it's just for a backup, and it's a pretty expensive backup, unless you're in an area where you have a lot of outages.
I was going to ask that. So you say expensive. A Jenny's 10K, 15K. So a battery install?
I mean, batteries could run $16,000 to $18,000, depending on which one it is. There's a little bit of government subsidy that you can get for that, too. So maybe it'll net out $10,000, $11,000.
Okay. So it's about the same cost.
Something
like that. But it does store your power.
It will store it if you're on the new net metering with ComEd. So in my opinion, again, there are some areas of ComEd that haven't been upgraded and they experience more power outages. And so that may be a reason to spend the money, whether it's a battery or a generator. In this particular case, you don't want to just buy it, you know, for a backup.
Sure.
But today, we include it because there is a reason to have it as a storage device so that ComEd doesn't rip you off.
Yep. And Jenny, you mean generators, not people by the name of Jenny. Yeah. Not young women by the name
of
Jenny.
Yeah, of course, generators. Okay.
He didn't want to get
Jenny.
A free plug.
Yeah, just got to tune up the old Jenny.
You got some just wacko out there like, yeah. How can I get a Jenny?
Get your head out of that.
Phone number, David.
I always call batteries. Like it's the ultimate house upgrade.
Phone number.
Really. Yeah. 224-458-7868 or gosunrun.com/WGN.